Sussex and BBC Surrey, 13 minutes past nine, Monday morning. I'm Danny Pike. Now, we all want to be happy, don't we? It's the driving force behind life and the way we live it. Pretty interesting, then, that governments have only recently started to take it more seriously in measuring it and taking it into account and using it to inform public policy. Professor Paul Dolan is Professor of Behavioural Science at the London School of Economics and advised the government on how to measure happiness. And Professor Dolan joins me now. Good morning to you.
Hi there, Danny.
How are you feeling out of 10 today on the happiness scale, by the way?
I thought you might ask that. I'm nearly always an 8 or a 9.
And that's just your general state of mind, is it?
I think it's my state of mind. It's that I feel quite fortunate. I'm on the phone to you. I mean, what could a man want?
Well, you're a very lucky geezer, that's for sure. Now, then, let's talk about your work in this area. You put a lot of hours into this. Why is it important that happiness...
Lots of hours, yes, you're right.
Probably more than you'd like to admit to yourself. Absolutely. Why is it important, then, that happiness and well-being are measured?
Well, I think I just heard you say that happiness is really what people care about, ultimately, right? So it would seem a bit odd if individuals care about it so much for us not to care about it in terms of trying to measure it for informing what our lovely leaders spend our money on.
And how come governments have been so slow on the uptake on this one?
That's a good question. I think we probably thought until a couple of decades ago, or maybe even the last 5 or 10 years, that we probably really couldn't measure this thing called happiness. It was a feeling. It was, you know, something that we might not be able to ask people about.
It's a very subjective thing, isn't it?
It is, but as we've got more data, and we've now got better data and more from lots of people from lots of nations over many years, we're actually starting to see some clear patterns coming through. So I think we're more confident that we can ask people how they feel, and they will tell us something meaningful about that.
As I've found in this job, it's about asking the right kind of questions. So what are the right questions to ask to determine happiness?
Well, how long have you got? So I think we want to try and capture as much of how people feel. So clearly you want to ask them how they feel on a sort of day-to-day basis. So when we're measuring national well-being, we're asking people questions like, overall, how happy did you feel yesterday? We might also ask them about less nice things, like how anxious they felt, worried and stressed. So we can find out not just how happy they are, but how sad they are too. That's on a kind of day-to-day basis, so that's one way. Another way is to ask them, I think that more general question that you asked me at the start is, overall, how am I feeling? So that's a kind of general, how satisfied are you with your life overall? That's more of a, you know, step back and think about how things are question. And also, and importantly, I think, we want to ask people questions about how worthwhile the things they do are, so how meaningful, purposeful they are. So we've got a broad range of things that we can ask people about, and we're asking people questions, well, all of those, in fact.
So all subtlety is starting to creep in there. So once you think you've got really good data and you've crunched all that numbers or whatever it is you do, how do you use that research and those findings to inform public policy?
So we find out not only how happy people feel, but we find out lots of things about them too. So we find out their jobs, their incomes, their marital status, where they live, how many children they've got, if they have any, how old they are. Excuse me. And then we can allow, by asking lots of people lots of these things, we can then tease out what impact things like unemployment and marriage have on people's feelings.
And then, so governments then say, well, this is what unemployment or marriage, this is how it makes people feel. Can
exactly.
we have more or less of those things?
Exactly. Well, some of those things you see are much more clearly policy concerns than others. So, for example, marriage might not be something policymakers want to intervene in too much. But certainly with unemployment, we know that unemployment is not only bad for you when you're out of work, which kind of sounds obvious, but actually unemployment has lasting effects, so that you're less happy back in work when you've previously been out of work. And that's almost certainly due to the fact that you feel insecure about maybe losing your job again. So these are effects that we would never pick up if we only looked at objective unemployment data.
Okay.
You'd only ever see whether people were in or out of work.
Yeah, that's
you
a pure number thing, isn't it? Yeah.
You wouldn't find anything about the longer-term scarring effects of being unemployed.
And finally, Paul, something I think is really interesting you've been working on is the happiness hit that we achieved from the London 2012 Olympics and Paralympic Games. Yeah. How's that going?
Oh, well, do you know, if you speak to me in about a month's time, I'll be able to tell you. We've just got data back from during the Games period. So we sampled people in Paris, Berlin and London in 2011, during the time that the Games were going to be on in 2012. We've asked them in 2012, and we'll also go back to them again in 2013. So we've got the same people over time, and we've just got from Ipsos, who are doing the surveys for us, we've got data back now for the 2012 period. So we're just in the process of, you know, being able to find out what the, you know, hit of hosting 2012 Games was for us, and also what impact it might have had on other, you know, places like Paris that didn't win.
That's a shame, isn't it? So that's all very good. That's interesting. We'll come back to you in a month's time, Paul. Nice to talk to you today. Many thanks.
And you too. Thank you, Danny.
Cheers. Thanks very much indeed. So there's Professor Paul Dolan with us with how they reach statistical data on how happy people are. Interesting that government's only just starting.